This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Oh, Robbie, do you know what this means?
Calming dulcet tones of a country practice. It must mean it's time for Country Cousins.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy, where each and every week, Robbie and I have a chat with Jamie and Stephen's Todd, who does a lot of work in the regional area of Victoria within the LGBTIQA plus communities, and find out what's going on for our communities when we move past the big smoke. And here he is now joining us on the line. Hi, Jamie, and how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm wonderful, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Now, I hear on the weekend the Bendigo Pride Festival kicked off and it's just been going great guns.
Indeed. We are a quarter of the way through, if you like. Five or six events down and 15 to come. What a month this is in Bendigo.
I mean, it's a month full of events for the LGBTIQA plus communities, which is absolutely fantastic. But I can't believe since it just kicked off on Friday, we're already six events down. That's huge.
We are. Coming up this weekend, we have our Rainbow Family Day, festivities in the park. An element of this festival is at least five events that are supported by Thorn Harbour Health that are alcohol and other drug free, which is particularly important for our community. And this Sunday in the library garden on Hargrave Street in Bendigo from midday until 3 p.m. The Rotary Club will be there with their barbecue. The CFA will have a fire truck. There'll be music and entertainment. So for 3 hours, come on down to our Rainbow Family Day at the library garden, serve a sausage, and have a wonderful time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, it's a whole month full of events that run all the way till the end of April. But what other stuff have we got in store?
Awesome. So the following Thursday night, midweek, on the 11th of April, we have a queer mic night, storytelling and spoken word. So for those who have a story to tell around exploring gender, diversity, sexuality and general life, and want to share a story or hear any stories, then inside the Bendigo Library on Thursday night the 11th, you can attend the Queer Mic Night from 5:30 p.m. onwards.
Now, you were saying...
Next weekend...
Oh, yes, what's on next weekend?
Sorry?
What's happening?
Yep, that weekend we then move right into the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, a long-running film festival...
Oh, looks like, all right, we've had some trouble with him.
Illuminati do not want us to talk about the Bendigo
No, we do. So we're just, what we're going to encourage everybody to do, I'm not quite sure what happened there with Damien. Oh, Damien got cut off. But if you jump onto Facebook or onto the website and just look up bendigopride.com, I think it's .au, you'll find all these details. The Bendigo Queer Film Festival has been going for a lot of years. And one of the things with this event, when it was put together and put out there, was that they created extended pride around their queer film festival. And it's been really fantastic, a wonderful start with social events and lots of community things as well. So there's lots going on. We were just talking about the Family Day that's happening, and the Bendigo Queer Film Festival is kicking off in conjunction. I think the Melbourne Queer Film Festival have had a little bit to do with that as well, which is absolutely fantastic. But like Damien said, there are 15 more events to come, and if you're in the Bendigo area or even nearby, just jump online, have a look at what's going on, or what, even if you're in Melbourne, hop in the car and go, and it's a 2-hour drive, not even, and go and give them your support. Just go to bendigopridefestival.com.au, and there you'll also see the links to all of the events and also everything that's happening as a part of the Bendigo Queer Film Festival. I love a queer film, don't you, Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jamie, and if you want to know what's going on in that area or in your regional space for your LGBTIQA plus communities, just head to Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook. There you'll be able to see a myriad of events like some of the ones we talked about today, and also you'll be able to send Jamie in some events so that he can put them up there and share them with more people within our diverse communities, because you never know how someone's trying to reach out and find out what's going on. They could be doing it from anywhere. And unfortunately, we got cut off with Jamie, who just sent a message in saying, I'm so sorry. Sorry, I'm not sure what happened. Well, don't worry, Damien, neither are we, but we're glad that you're keeping on listening to us here on Mad Wednesdays, and we'll speak to you next week. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.